thoughts on today's game?
No, we're very happy. Like I say, the work rate and the attitude to start with was a different class, because some of the boys have played in three games this week, do you know what I mean? Like 390 minutes. So the work rate and their application was tremendous, but then they added to that the sort of creativity and the style of football that the managers want us to play. So we came in 2.5 at half time, and it should have been more. Like in the channel, it should have been more, we should have been out of sight. And then we said to them at half time we wanted them to keep doing it, but we lost poor goals. Right, and you've seen it sort of put them in the back foot, and our play was pretty broke up in the second half, but then they rallied again and went and get the winner. And like I said, it was also a goal chopped off, and I don't know why it got chopped off, it looked perfectly fine to me. But so it could have been a lot more and a more convincing scoreline, but we're delighted with them. Like the fact that it showed they took a knock and they come back for it, where a couple of weeks against Aki's in my first game, they had lost a couple and the heads went down. So it's great to see young kids having that in them to go and win games. So no, we're pleased with, totally pleased with performance.
And they scored an early goal, quick goal that Toa took well.
Great, no, it was great. It was something that I've been speaking about to the gaffer, having a laugh with everybody, the fact that we seem to go on the end a lot of crosses, but we don't really attack crosses like proper, as if we're going to score. So it was great to see Tom going in the day like with a header and just smashing it in the net. As soon as he went up, you knew it was going to be a goal, so that was brilliant to see. And then his second team was an unbelievable strike. And I was saying to him at half time, winding him up about getting a perfect hat trick, and then he put that one in with his left foot, the one that got chopped off. So I was devastated for him, because that would have been a great perfect hat trick. So like I say, no, he took his two goals very well, and big Stuart as well. The finish at the end was like a striker, slid it in the corner. So not very, very pleased with all of them.
Declan and Stuart were really quite solid at the back. Tomo had a good game in midfield, and Face was quite active up front.
It's like, see, you could go through every single one of them. I thought two full backs would be working on them, sort of their shape, when to get out and close down wingers quicker. And they done that very well today, and their use of the ball, when to play and when it's not to play, and they gave the strikers a chance of playing down the side, when to mix up the game. The two centre backs were solid, like Saturday. And I played with them on Saturday in the Cowdenbeath game, and they were absolutely solid. You had middle of the park, Finn is starting to realise how to play that sort of position. Tomo just powerhouse, and like I say, Tomo's goals gave him a lift, and you just seen him the day what he can do when he's on it. I thought Andy in one wing and Cam in our wing were fantastic, like a handful of day. And Face at times has got great touches, and his acceleration good in the air. He's a nightmare for any sort of defender, and you've always got smudgers. Work rate up and down and up and down and looking to score goals. So when you look at it, it was just, I've not got one fault to say. It's even the goals we lost, obviously it was Goody the kick that hits him and then it breaks. And he had a wee bit of one on Saturday as well. But we spoke there about to Jordan, because Jordan turns to play the ball back to him and he gives him a tough ball to deal with, and then he's then stretching to clear it and it hits the Rangers player. So you trace it back, it's just a thing as a goalkeeper. When there's a mistake and it's you, then there's nobody to bail you sort of out. Whereas if a defender makes a mistake, you can count your goalie to bail you out. So we've told him to get his head up, and that's just something you learn through. You've got to make mistakes as a young goalkeeper, and he just needs to get through that. Like I say, it's better making it out there in a 20s match, do you know what I mean?
And it was just that wee spell when they lost the two goals that they seemed to waver a wee bit, but apart from that,
that's what I'm saying. That was only that wee spell in the game when you knew Rangers would got to have a spell, and they just had that wee blip where they lost their goal, and then we were a wee bit deep for the second goal, and obviously it's just hit the deck and the leg and went in. And then you're looking at it right, saying, right, what sort of reaction we've got to get here? Have we got to be 2.5 up, go and lose it? But again, like I said, they were fantastic. The positive reaction to go and get the winner, and then again, they were still going at the end trying to get more. So like I said, they've been brilliant, and like I said, they've had a tough week, some of them, because it has been three games physically, and you see them at the end still running. So like the sort of physical shape that the squad's in as well is brilliant. All the gaffers' double sessions are paying off.
Being in the dugout?
No, I'm enjoying it. Like I say, I've had a bit of a nightmare start on the pitch. Just like I say, I've had a back injury that I just kind of get, and I keep trying to play and saying that, and then I keep breaking down. But it was good for me to get 90 minutes on Saturday. But then, like I say, I enjoy this, and it's something that I definitely want to do when I finish playing. But I'm not finished playing yet. I'm just need to get some more 90 minutes under my belt for the first team. So
maybe on Saturday.
Hopefully, if the gaffer goes, do you know what I mean? That'll be that clock watch to people taking bets on what minute I'm going to come off. No, but that is it. Like I say, I'm just looking forward. I've only missed two games all this season through suspension, so it's been actually quite frustrating for me. I'd come in desperate to sort of get in there and get playing, and it's been a bit of stop-start for me. So we good win the last game, and we're looking forward to the weekend and the first team count. But and it's positive now that you're looking at the squad and saying there is kids there that if it's not going well, they're lively and you can bring them in, and you know they're going to make an impact, like Spencey has done in the past couple of weeks. So do you know what I mean? It's looking bright for the club.
Yeah.